to movie banter.
Movie banter.
Movie banter.
We're back. We're back.
We'll try a character. We've been going this long with just the three of us. It's time for a character.
Time for a
four
fictional creation.
It's a loud, shrill northerner.
Yeah. Well, yes.
That's what we need to add to the mix, isn't it?
A loud, shrill northerner.
Yeah.
We've got you, Jen. You sort of count. Yes. Paul is currently chopping up some paper because we've got a Christmas quiz to do. And yeah, we weren't around at Christmas.
It's now
2012.
Well, why should Christmas stop?
Well, exactly.
Because it's not Christmas
anymore. So I'm saying, well, I've got every day be my birthday because it's not. Just deal with it and move on.
Happy unbirthday. Happy un-Christmas. It's the un-Christmas Christmas quiz.
Yes.
Sad.
It's the anti-Christmas.
That sounds evil.
Well,
it's like Father the Christmas Antichrist.
Dressed in black around stealing presents from children. Nice.
Yeah, that's a bit of the Nightmare Before Christmas coming out.
Yes. Oh, yes. I am mostly the Nightmare Before Christmas. But yes, how was everyone's Christmas?
It was very good.
I was asking the people at home, but if you just want to butt in.
Was it good?
Yes.
Nice and hilarious.
Excellent. Good.
Unless you then said, no, it was something awful, in which case, our sympathies.
Then we are really sorry.
Yeah. But also, what are you doing talking to us anyway? We can't hear you, but the thought is there.
That was a trick.
I was.
That
I'm
was a mean,
to mislead
evil
people.
Trick.
Yeah. I'm just rambling, frankly. We're just waiting for Paul to finish chopping up the paper. But we had to start. I'm not quite sure why.
I don't know what you're doing.
It's part of the quiz.
Oh, right. Because normally you just ask us silly...
Don't question the quiz. Normally the quiz does the question.
Normally
master.
You just ask us silly questions about your colon. What's happened last year, anyway? If you're...
It's all just come flooding back.
No. If that sentence just confuses and scares you, then go back to listen to last Christmas and you'll know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
What was the sentence Jen said a minute ago?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Jen.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Really?
No.
I remember. It was slightly rude.
It was quite rude.
It involved worse language than we normally use on this podcast.
That's why it's not been recorded. And that's why we're not going to repeat it.
Yes, we are. No, we're not.
No, we're not.
But, yeah.
Anyway.
Jen said there was a slight something up at her end. Which... Yeah, no, that won't work. Anyway. Yes. We have seen lots of films in recent times.
We have, though. Yes. It's been a while since we've done a bit of recording.
Yeah,
so
we've seen loads, which are all sort of notching up.
Yeah. So I'm seeing this as kind of like a real test of films. If I can remember anything about them, then that's telling, really. And if I can't, then that also speaks volumes.
Except thinking about it, of course, we're going to do the Christmas quiz, not films.
Why don't you do a film now that I haven't seen? And then there's a little...
What haven't you seen,
except,
Paul?
Except I've turned my phone off and now I'm not connected to your Wi-Fi,
you seen,
so I can't see the list of films.
Dragon Tat?
Yes.
Girl with Audrey Tattoo?
No.
I have.
Mission Impossible 4?
No.
I have.
I've been busy.
We saw Anonymous.
No.
Oh, yeah, about Anonymous.
Did we?
Shakespeare?
Yes!
Months ago.
It was. Yes. That's how long it's been since we've recorded. It's busy in December. But yes, and onward, this is the story, sort of the untold short story of Shakespeare. And how
the untold story of Shakespeare. Well, the thing is, two things. First of all, the story has been told because it's been turned into a film. And secondly, it's not really about Shakespeare.
Well, the as yet untold story of potentially Shakespeare
isn't. But it's like, what if all this happened? And you know what? That's absolutely fine. A lot of people thought that I was going to get a bit vexy about this, and it turns out that I took it in the same sort of vein as Inglourious Bastards.
Yes, and sort of an alternate history.
Yeah. And once you get your head around that, then I thought it was actually a really good film.
Well, it makes for an entertaining story, because the gist is that Shakespeare didn't write any of Shakespeare's plays, and it was actually like the Earl of Oxford or someone. And then for essentially political reasons, he couldn't put his name to them, and so someone else took the credit. And it's all shenanigans behind the scenes. But it does make for kind of a Shakespeare in love without the romantic
without
subplot.
Without the smugness.
Yes, and visually, gorgeous to look at.
Absolutely.
And a very good, slovenly, slum-like version of London.
And the actor who is actually Shakespeare, basically the author goes under a pseudo-character, because it's not a name, it's a person.
Yeah.
Shakespeare comes forward.
Shakespeare
sort of
is a sort of a literate
the front man,
actor. Yeah.
The front man of all this work. And he was played brilliantly. He was such an annoying git. You really wanted to hit him. And it was perfect. You, as in, for this story,
Shakespeare
was brilliant.
He's sort of likeable and a bit of a buffoon, but then shows a slight edge to him when he starts thinking, hang on, I've got you over a barrel here, so I can just take all the glory.
And at the same...
And, Yeah.
At the same time, it's a really clever sort of adaptation, because there's not a lot actually known about Shakespeare the Man, which is part of the reason why this film's come about, because they're going, we don't know much about him because it wasn't him.
Yeah.
And I go, we don't know much about him because we don't know much about anyone at the time. And so all these like little questions that academics have sort of been noted to in this film as well. If you know your Shakespeare, it's very good. If you don't, then it's just a really, really quite dynamic,
period drama.
And it has incest. Why not?
That's true.
Why not?
You've got to throw a bit of incest in.
Yeah, a bit creepy.
Speaking of which,
Paul's back. Welcome back. It sounds good.
Yes.
I didn't see it. But,
no, it's worth a watch.
It's definitely
and apparently, I think it's one of the least successful films of last year, in terms of box office flops of last year. I think it quite underperformed.
Oh, that's a shame.
And it is a shame, because it was, if nothing else, it was sort of an interesting, vaguely original film. I mean, obviously telling an older story, but, yeah, it was a slightly unusual film, but didn't do particularly well at the box office.
That is actually, I'm very sad to hear that, considering what else has been around last year.
Yes. Give it a go. It's probably out on DVD by now, so give it a try.
Do watch it.
Yeah,
yes. Anyway, the quiz.
Yay! The Christmas quiz. 2012.
Well, it's Christmas quiz of 2011.
It is.
Well, that's very true.
It's a belated.
Yeah.
It's a New Year quiz.
We're a time
New Year, New Year quiz with New a heavy quiz. Christmas theme.
Well, not so much. It's now what it is there's 12 rounds.
Right.
12. Like the film 12 Rounds.
Oh.
But each one is themed on a month of last year.
Oh.
So it's a quiz of the year.
Oh, I see.
Brilliant.
Much
quiz,
better.
Quiz of the year.
So
that's
this wasn't Christmas quiz at all?
No, I thought it was. I'm sure you said it was.
It's 2011 quiz.
Yes.
2011 quiz.
Yeah. Hey, excellent.
So I'll begin and we'll rattle through because, you know, the other one we're
Time's
forever.
Ticking. Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So January was a month in the year. So
near the beginning.
Round one is Who's the Snowman? Okay.
Right.
I will read out some descriptions of people, of snowmen.
Right.
And you have to tell me who is the snowman.
Interesting. Okay.
And they're all film things.
Right.
Okay.
I can only think of a couple.
Okay. So, for example, in snowy January last year, you may have seen, just on the village green there, that there was a snowman. But instead of twigs for arms, this one had really thick tree trunk branches. It was a big snowman. And it's cold, real cold. This is going to stay a snowman for a long time because there's a freeze coming. Who's the snowman?
Is this Arnold Schwarzenegger?
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mr. Freeze.
Is one of my least favourite films of all time.
Exactly. So there you go. John gets a point.
Well, I hope you're proud of that one.
I am proud of that one. Is it because it's the last one I'm going to get?
No, I really don't think
but
so.
Let's see how you do with question two.
Okay,
then.
Okay.
This is another snowman, okay? Now, like the story of the snowman, this snowman has a child who he mentors, taking them on a fantastic journey to ultimately avenge the murder of the child's family. Now, who's the snowman?
The worst snowman ever.
Yeah,
it's like a little, like this, like walking.
See, now, I've never seen the
I'm gunning down
in.
My family.
Leon.
Because Gary Oldman was
Leon.
Very nice. Leon! Leon. Yeah! Point to Jen.
How is this a snowman?
I don't know, how is that a snowman?
Well, they're none of us snowmen. Mr. Freeze is the snowman.
No, but Mr. Freeze has at least got a snow theme.
It's like ice and water. Vaguely. Leon.
So you're basically just describing characters from films.
Yeah, characters from films, but in a snowy context.
Right.
Wow.
Such as this snowman has also befriended a younger human who must be at least half his age. And it's not a snowman.
So it's not a snowman.
It's not a snowman. A snowman. It's in fact the opposite from a no man. A
woman.
No man.
No.
It's a yes man.
It's a yes man.
Is it Jim Carrey?
It's Jim Carrey who's got a companion half his age, Zooey Deschanel.
Okay, I'm getting my head around this now. Okay.
Well, that's a shame. This is the last question. actually, there's two more.
Okay,
not a screen actor. Through the snow, this snowman might have adopted some comically large ears in the snow.
Dumbo.
But he's frozen solid for eternity, like all good snowmen. But it's not a screen actor, but it's like Mickey Mouse ears. But this person has been frozen solid.
Walt Disney,
because he's
been
what do you call it? Hyperthermically,
cryogenically frozen.
Unfrozen. That's the
Demolition
Man. I don't
know
science.
Kind of.
It's exciting.
Walt Disney wasn't in Demolition Man.
It's neck and neck.
It was.
Very
he was in the corner.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Lying woman.
Question five.
Okay.
Last question of the January. This snowman has been a popular round. I can tell. It's been very good.
Everyone's gripped.
This snowman is bullied. Oh.
No.
Because at some point, someone realised, that snowman, and those tears on the ground, or is it melting snow? Because boys don't cry.
It's Hilary Swank.
It's Hilary Swank. Yay. Exactly. There you go.
Wow.
Because, you know.
Yeah.
Right, well done. That was at the end of January. The scores are 3-2 to John.
That's not bad for me.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad. Going, is it? Right, February is the month of Valentine's Day. Exactly.
Yes. Month of my birthday. No love.
So this is the matchmaker round.
Ow. Jen just expressed her sympathy by headbutting my shoulder really hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is the matchmaker round for which there are no set answers.
Brilliant.
Now, you will see laid out
Mickey Rourke,
previously.
Danny Glover. I guess 2 points right there.
Correct. You'll see laid out in front of you
in
a visual thing that I've prearranged.
Yeah.
Two piles.
Right.
Stop it. On the left, I don't want to cock up. On the left, they are female acting people.
Right.
Actresses.
Actresses.
Why not?
And on the right, they are male actors.
Right.
Okay.
So, in turn, pick one from one each pile. And if they've been together in a rom-com, then you need to name the film.
Ooh.
And if they haven't, you need to make up a suitable title and maybe give us a pitch for what the film could be.
Right.
Okay.
Do you want to do girls and I'll do boys, as you're closer?
What? Pass you one?
No, you take a girl and I'll take a boy.
Oh, okay.
There's plenty to choose from. Yeah. Plenty to choose from.
Although, well, we could pick same gender people.
Well, you could, that would be a whole different film.
Has there been a mainstream gay rom-com thing?
There's bromance.
Wasn't it I Love You...
Man?
No, that wasn't a gay...
That was Philip Morris.
Yeah.
Oh, I Love You, yeah, that was.
Oh, so
yeah.
I actually got one.
Yeah.
Point to
Jake. Point to me.
Whoa. There was another, I think Lena Headey was in one of those. Anyway.
So what have you got?
We've got Ryan Reynolds and Kate Hudson.
Oh, have they done a film together? Ryan Reynolds
they have.
And Kate Hudson. So give us a title. Give us a pitch.
We can combine two of their films, like How to Propose to a Guy in 10 Days.
Well, Kate obviously works in like a journalistic office. Newspaper for some girly magazine, and he works.
And Ryan Reynolds is the Green Lantern.
That would work.
And
because he's already got the ring, you see.
Ah, good, clever.
And then gives it to her, and she becomes the Green Lantern, and realizes that she doesn't want it because she misses her kooky job at the office. I don't know.
Yeah. Very good, but good. This is good. Pick some more.
I think this is a better plot than Green Lantern.
Okay. We can always save these and we'll do it another time maybe because this can run and run,
this feature.
We have Richard Gere.
And Anne Hathaway.
Ooh.
This could be a Yes Man 2 where Richard Gere...
He plays her dad.
It's
Father the Bride 4, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's the runaway bride because she realised that he was too old.
Yeah. And probably make it a musical because she can do a bit of singing and dancing.
Yeah, good.
That's it, that'll do. Right.
Say singing and Nazi.
Singing and dancing.
Okay, go one more.
I've turned over Gerard Butler.
Oh, really?
So I'll take him.
Okay, Cameron Diaz.
And Gerard Butler.
Ooh.
Now this is...
Would that work?
No.
No,
it could work.
Because she's too funny and he's really
she's,
not.
She's
is
not
she
that
really?
Funny, she's not that funny.
Well, she's funny for rom-com.
She's too dappy.
She's quite dappy.
A little bit.
And he's a bit rugged and dappy. Do they mix in the
No, not
couple?
I think he'd be
I can't
a bit
see
annoyed
them working
by.
Out as a couple. Yeah.
But maybe he's got a daughter.
Right. So
I'm thinking of something.
Jen seems to have had a stroke.
Stop there. And that softens him up to Cameron Diaz, who...
Maybe. She could be the daughter's teacher. Well, I may just be thinking about bad teacher here.
Why not?
Unlikely romance.
Very good.
Yeah, his daughter needs special tutoring or something.
And then it turns out that Cameron loves it. So
yeah, and then he has to escape from prison in
a terrible film. That works. I'll tell you, for the last one of the round then, pick two from each pile. We'll make it the Christmas special, like a Love Actually, the holiday... New Year's Eve sort of, you know,
multi-combo
mishmash, and so you've got a bit more chance to try and get.
Okay.
Who have you got?
Colin, sorry.
I've got Sandra Bullock.
And Colin Firth.
And Drew Barrymore.
And Paul Rudd.
Okay.
I don't think any of these people have been in a film together.
Drew Barrymore and Colin Firth.
But Colin Firth and Paul Rudd, I would like to see in a film together.
I think that could work.
It'd be a little bit
so
sort
it'd be
of,
the Yank and the Brits. We're looking at holiday style.
Yeah.
Actually, kind of a male-focused holiday side.
I think it's going to be a bit like... Holiday and the fact that they don't really come together very much, as it were. But
maybe four people who stay in different rooms and don't meet the entire film.
Paul Rudd could be, or maybe Sandra Bullock and Drew Barrymore are kind of co-workers.
Yes,
who unlucky in love, and Paul Rudd is their irritating work friend who they boot overseas.
Yeah,
I don't know, but hang on. But then it's just Colin Firth and those two, and Paul Rudd is all by himself.
Hey, everyone's happy.
Colin Firth is. Yeah. But yes, but then Paul Rudd finds, you know, love in, with some British woman.
In the most unusual of places.
Exactly, at the back of a Volkswagen.
Coming soon this anyway. Christmas. Very good, okay, well that was good, well done. I'm going to give points to everybody there.
We're going to
send off the Ryan Reynolds, Kate Hudson pitch, because I think that could work, definitely.
Yeah.
Right, March. That's an order, go. Okay.
Back on the Nazis.
March. Ah, now in March, mm-hmm. the Arab Spring was occurring, yes. wasn't it? The Arab Spring. So what I want to know is which tyrannical despot has been evicted from power in these examples?
Okay. Ooh, interesting.
Right. Okay. Breaking news. A president who loved his country.
Now, is this like the snowman? So they're not actually tyrannical despots.
Well, they might be.
Right.
In fact, they are. Yeah, they're all tyrannical despots. Breaking news. A president who loved his country nearly as much as he loved his booze has been overthrown. He had a faltering relationship with America, especially their president. With him, he valued his chats, often with loud music in the background. He spoke often with him about the bomb and what would happen if it reached wrong hands. Now, President... I'm about to give the answer. So who is it?
Is this from Doctor Strangelove?
From Doctor Strangelove, exactly.
I've not actually seen
it. It's the Russian president, President Dmitry Kissov.
His
name. Been removed from office by a bloody mob. So, good. Oh, question two. Breaking news. The dictatorship of General Ramon Esperanza is at an end. The ruthless drug kingpin and leader of Valverde. His years of bloody reign now over. He is to be flown to stand trial in the US. Fans of justice and glimpses of celebrity drug lords should gather at Washington Dulles International Airport, where his flight will arrive this Christmas Eve.
Do we need the film title?
What's the film title?
Die Hard 2.
Die Hard 2.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. That's where he is there.
Freedom. Not yet. Punch. Brilliant.
And finally for this round, breaking news. Beep, 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 beep. Tyrannical despot overthrown. King Harold and his wife, Queen Lillian, have been ousted from their castle after it came to light that he's been embroiled in an assassination attempt, Raynine transmogrification, and racial hatred to skin colour that is not his own. He leaves the land of far, far away in uproar. What's the film?
Harold, far, far away.
King Harold, Lillian, far, far away.
What is far, far away?
It's the film is... Shrek.
Shrek 2. Is it King Harold?
Yeah.
John Cleese.
Raynine transmogrification. Raynine is frog, basically. So
I see.
And the skin colour is green. And
yeah.
Doesn't matter.
You're using your clever words.
No.
Set you see. Right. So April.
April.
April Fool.
There we go.
The trick is, there is no April round.
These people are trying to fool us that they have cool names. Okay. But who are they? Jennifer Anastasakis.
Oh, yeah. It's Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston, exactly. So these are all pseudonyms, you see.
Okay.
Daniel Michelli. Who's Daniel Michelli? Who do we know him as?
Daniel Michelli.
He's also got an Italian-style name. He's a little fella.
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito. Ah. That's the fella. Goldie Jean Studlengerhorn. Goldie Horn.
Oh, right.
I don't think I ever knew that.
There you go. Carlos Irwin Estevez. Carlos Irwin Estevez.
Oh, it's got Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
Oh, really?
Charlie Sheen. Ramon Estevez.
Who's possibly... Emilio Estevez?
It's Martin Sheen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And finally, Margaret, Mary, Emily, Anne, Hira.
Madonna.
No, it's Meg Ryan.
Ah.
Yeah. Good.
Did you know, Helen, I can't remember what it actually was, but you could look it up if you can spare. Helen Mirren's real birth name is something massively Russian.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
I think it may be Helen, but then it goes way off the charts. Yeah, it's. We'll spare 4 seconds just to quickly look it up.
Well, if you want, I'll look it up while you answer the next question if you want.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay, the next. This is May. May's round now. No. These are sequels that may have been. But what's real and what isn't? That's what I want to know.
Okay.
So, it's two parts. So, the first part is Nightmare on Elm Street, okay? So, I'm going to give you some. Some extra titles. You tell me, is it a real part of the franchise or have I made it up?
Okay.
So, Freddy's Revenge. Was there a Nightmare on Elm Street called Freddy's Revenge?
Yeah.
I think there was.
Sounds good.
There was. It's number two in the franchise. Very good. Was there one called Dream a Little Dream?
No,
of
there was
me.
Not.
I wish there was.
Well, yes.
Correct. No, there wasn't. There wasn't. That was made up by me. What about The Dream Master? Was there one called The Dream Master?
I think there was, actually.
It's number four in the series. Well done. Very good. And finally, Ready Freddy. Was there one called Ready Freddy?
No.
No, there should have been.
Yeah. Ready Freddy Cook.
Kill.
That would have been.
Ready Freddy Cook.
Yeah. That could have worked. He could chop up cucumber like nobody's business. There we go. That's how the mirror's name is.
Ilyana Lydia Vasilyevna Mironov.
There you go. It's not even Helen.
So she got the mirror bit.
She got the mirror bit and then just ditched the rest. There you go.
These spies will do anything, won't they? Really? Got in. Can't believe we gave her a damehood. Right, Planet of the Apes. Planet of the Apes. Okay, which of these are real Planet of the Apes films? Beyond the Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not. It's
really?
Not Beyond the Planet of the Apes. No. Ooh, what about Conquest?
That is.
That's yeah. Number four, yeah. Beneath?
Yep.
Yeah. Stop the Planet of the Apes, I want to get off.
No.
That's Troy McClure was in that one.
Oh, apparently. Nice.
So there you go. Good. At the end of that round, points.
Yeah, you've not been this high. Equal.
I think I got one less. I'm being honest.
June!
I'm not. I won everything.
June. That my favourite TV quiz show is called Only Connect. Have you heard of this show, Only Connect?
No.
It's on BBC Four. And it's very, it's a good show.
Is it made up for the purposes of this quiz?
It's not. It's Victoria Corrin hosts it. It's a good show.
Oh, really? I must watch it.
There's two rounds from Only Connect, which I have adapted for this. Now, in the first round, I give you a selection of things, and you've got to tell me what the connection is between them.
Okay. Okay.
Right. And if you get it right on the first of the things, then you get 5 points.
Right. That's a hell of a guess.
Because
guess.
There's no connection otherwise. If you get on the second, you get 3 points. Third, you get 2 points. Last one, you get 1 point.
Okay.
You can buzz it. If you get a shot each, right?
Right. Okay. Are we only get one shot each?
Maybe. I haven't worked it out yet. We'll see how it goes. So what connects the following? And the first thing is Blues Brothers. Okay. Do you want to move on to the next one? Or do you want to...
Yeah, because it will be a complete stab in the dark.
Next one is Wayne's World. Blues Brothers.
Saturday Night Live comedians.
Very good. 3 points.
Oh.
3 points to John. The next one will be Coneheads and A Night at the Roxbury. So well done. 3 points to John.
Sorry.
No, I would have had it down.
Very good. Okay, next one. No. Okay. Next one. What's the next one? First thing, Dragon. That's what you get. Dragon.
Right.
Do you want to move on to the next one or do you want to have a guess?
Don't want to waste my guess.
You get several guesses if you want. You can have lots of guesses. You can have none.
Sure.
Not even one.
Guesses. I just have to stay quiet.
Sean Connery.
Ooh,
Sean Connery.
Yeah. He voiced the dragon in Dragonheart.
Oh, well done. You get a point for the fact that was a different question.
Oh, okay. No, it wasn't. No, but I just get a point for saying
No, okay, it wasn't that. Okay, so the second thing, River. What links dragon and river in the world of film, in the world of cinema? Looking for one word. Move on to number three, if you'd like. Number three.
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
Okay, Rock West. Dragon, River, Rock West.
I've got it, but I'll let Jen...
No, I don't know it.
Red, exactly. Red Dragon, Red River, Red Rock West, and Riding Hood was going to be the last
one. Oh, no, I wouldn't have got the
They're
Red
all red
West.
Things. Yeah. All
oh,
red
okay.
Things. Communists in the funhouse.
Yeah, just Google that, it'll make sense.
Anyone Stop of it. Our... Was it Finnish?
Yeah,
no,
Danish.
Danish. Any Danish listeners?
Yeah.
Hello. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, so, more links. What connects these? Okay. Kept Falling Asleep. That's your first one. Kept Falling Asleep. Do you want to move on?
Yes, please.
Spencer is the next one. What links Kept Falling Asleep and Spencer? I'm sure there are listeners here yelling at their iPods. How do I turn this thing off? They're yelling.
This voice control is awful.
Exactly.
I want to guess, but I think I only get one guess, so I don't want to guess.
Spencer, Falling Asleep, no...
Shall we go to the next one?
Not.
Yes.
Spencer's Father is the third one.
I'm
Falling
no
Asleep.
Idea.
Spencer's Father. Do you want the fourth one?
Yes.
Against a Fence, Very Uncomfortable.
I have
things.
No Not idea.
Kept Falling Asleep, Spencer's Father, Against a Fence, Very Uncomfortable. You know, pass?
No.
Okay. Now, the Conquests of Carrie in Four Weddings and a Funeral. When she's listing things. Remember the thing?
No.
Spencer's Father. Against the Fence, Very Uncomfortable. Okay, next question.
Wow.
Next question. That's no good. We haven't got time. Yeah, let's just do that one.
Okay.
Okay, Fed Pasta.
Fed Pasta.
Fed Pasta. Seven.
Oh, sorry, Jen.
Yes, good looks ruin pound of flesh, head in a box. Well done, very good.
Oh.
Very good.
I think that was a tie.
Thank you.
Very
That's
good.
Don't touch me.
Points galore. Should we move on? I've got two more now, but we'll move on to the next one.
Okay.
We'll do, okay.
Jen, you're on the clock.
One more.
Okay. Pamela Lillian Isley.
Oh, hang on, that name. I know that name.
Pamela
but
Lee,
I don't know why.
Don't know.
Next one.
Next.
Jack Napier.
Hang on, that's Batman. Oh, that's Poison Ivy. Batman villains. Real names of.
Real names of Batman villains. Yeah. Selina Kyle will be an expert. And Oswald Cobblepot.
Yeah.
Which is a true story.
Good, weird one. Good. Yeah, Pamela, I knew I recognised it, but couldn't. Yeah, didn't know why.
Okay, July. Yay. We're halfway through. Here we go. July is summer holidays time, of course. So this round is called Wish You Were Here Instead of Me. Name the reason why you would not go to the following holiday destinations. Okay, ooh. Firstly, the Overlook Hotel, Colorado. Why would you not want to go to the Overlook Hotel in Colorado?
Because Jack Nicholson will stab you to death with a big knife.
Oh, correct. Is that where it is?
Arguably true. Of almost any location you can catch a name. Right. But, you know, especially there.
Okay,
what about the next one? Wonder Tours on the Mediterranean island of Els Bells. Why would you not want to go there on holiday?
Is that a married couple counselling? No.
That's close.
No.
The hotel's not finished yet. It's from Carry On Abroad.
Okay.
It's rubbish. And finally, Skull Island in the Pacific Ocean. What's wrong with Skull Island?
Isn't it full of pirates?
Not so much. Not Goonies. Close.
Oh.
Zombies?
That was a clue.
King Kong!
Yes! King Kong Island.
Good call.
That was 20 points.
But it's alright if you're a blonde. Alright if you're a little blonde girl.
Not really, because you get kidnapped by an enormous gorilla.
Yeah, and then you lose your gorilla. You don't lose your gorilla. Especially with the communists in the front here. Oh dear.
Right.
August!
Yay!
August riots. Yay! That happened then, didn't it?
Yeah.
So, here are some questions. I want to know, in a film based world, which shop have I ransacked?
Right.
Okay. It's a similar thing to the. Okay. There's a theme, the snowman thing, the potato thing. Okay. Which shop have I ransacked? Okay, first stop, the West London Massive are out in force. We've ransacked this shop. There are books everywhere. There's a blue door hanging off its hinges. And someone's even spilt some orange juice. It's carnage in this West London district of Notting Hill.
Yes!
Exactly.
Yes!
Well done.
In your face.
Very good. Okay, what about this shop? We were going to ransack a video shop. But instead we've gone next door. Took us a while to get in because someone stuck some chewing gum in the shutter box. Clark's what it is, you see.
Very good.
Okay, we looted a lot of toys here. This old fella worked there. He must have been at least 200. The toys are great, except some of them have come to life a little bit. But the toys are very good, even though the film isn't.
Is it Mr. Megorium's
Wonder Emporium?
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to think of the name.
Never saw it, but yeah.
Didn't like it. Finally, okay, which shop is this? Got some quality plants and flowers and shrubs from this place. Got some major cuts in the fight. But when I looked, there was no blood on the floor. Looked like it had been sucked up by something. Which was singing
the shop of horrors.
The shop of horrors.
Yes,
exactly.
You knew that one, didn't you?
I did know that one.
Yeah.
That's it. Right, okay, September. Or S for short.
Okay.
Because abbreviations is this round, you see. This is called Acronymphomaniacs. Here are some titles.
Nice.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Here are some titles of long films.
Maniacs.
Okay.
here are some titles of films, but I abbreviated. You tell me what the film is, okay? First one is Rotpota, Rotpota. What's the film?
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Dyslexic person.
Yeah, and also someone who spends a lot of time online where people don't type full things.
What about this one?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
The
Curse of the Black Pearl. Well done.
Charvey.
Very good. I was going to spell it out, but I didn't have to because the word itself did it. What about this one?
I don't know, but
do that again.
How about that?
T
C T T H W A H L, as they call it in the street. It's a film from the late 70s, early 80s. Michael Gambon, and also starring, I believe, Ilyana Mironovich, or whatever she was called. The film is called The Cook, The Thief, His Wife, and
Home. Oh, yes.
Right. And finally, Lotgut. Ooh. That's Lotgtoog. I will tell you.
Lotgtoog.
It's Legends of the Guardians, The Owls of Gahoon.
Oh, yes, that was meant to be terrible.
It was pretty bad.
Wow. As if the game wasn't hard enough.
Well, you should have learned it.
Should have learned
you didn't pay attention.
Full film abbreviations.
In the crib notes I sent you. October!
Hey.
Yeah, ooh. Now as we all know, October comes from two words mashed together. Octopus sober. This is because octopi like 10 drinks a month, and October is the 10th month. Oh. True story. So which of these mashups can you solve?
Ooh.
Firstly, the DeLorean lands on the ice planet Hoth. What's the film?
Back to the...
Oh, no, The Empire Strikes Back to the Future.
The Empire Strikes Back to the Future. Yes. That's correct. A boy wizard finds an ex-student's book which helps him free the Israelites from slavery. Boy wizard finds an ex-student's book, helps him free the Israelites from slavery.
Harry Potter and the Half-Blood
Prince of Egypt.
Very good. Your university revision, as I recall.
Yeah.
It was. That's absolutely correct. Okay. Clint Eastwood has a shootout with Katherine Heigl and Gerard Butler. What's the film?
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly Truth.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm trying to work out that bit. I was thinking, Good, the Bad.
And finally, a jury decide if aliens should be allowed to operate on this planet. What's the film? John is now miming to Jen.
I'm trying to. He's 12 angry men in black.
That's correct. That's correct. Very good.
I was going to District 9
Johnny Cash convention.
Something.
That's absolutely right. That's
or maybe, yeah, 13 people entered a Johnny Cash competition and only one won. Yeah, because he was a happy man in black, but then you had 12 angry men in black.
Oh, I see.
Who didn't win the competition.
I see, unhappy.
Because he was a man in black. Anyway.
November! Okay.
We don't write this, we just wing it.
This is the second and final of the Only Connect rounds. Okay, now in round two of Only Connect, which I know you'll go away and watch from now on, it's a bit like the first round, where it's connections.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, I give you the first, and the second, and the third of the things, and you have to tell me what's fourth. So there's sequences.
Okay. So again, to get five points,
to get up the first, three on the second, two on the
right,
third.
Right, so we don't get the connection, we just have to work out just the connection, work and then the fourth
thing. Okay, so, first thing, Menace. What's fourth? The first thing's Menace.
Oh, hang on, it's going to be Star Wars.
I thought that, but I...
No. Or Hope.
Hope, exactly. That's what I was looking for. No. Menace, Clones, Sith, Hope. That's the last word of each of the Star Wars.
Okay.
Right. What about this then? Now, if you get this, I will give you a prize, because you will not get this.
What's the prize?
The satisfaction of getting it correct. Okay. A Room Full of Witches is the first thing. A Room Full of Witches.
I'm with you on that.
Second thing, a room with a fake hostage situation.
Oh, the trouble is I haven't seen it, so I don't know what the fourth one's going to be.
You haven't seen it?
No, I know the film.
What's the film?
It's four rooms.
No.
The third one is a room with misbehaving kids, and the last one is a room with studio executives, a bet, and a severed little finger. It's the four rooms.
Ah, yes.
I haven't seen that.
Tim Roth film.
Oh.
Third one then. Okay, third one. No is the first word.
Oh,
what's
hang on.
The fourth thing going to be?
Oh, damn.
I can't believe you're going to get this.
Oh.
I can't remember. It's not forever. It's going to be... No, I can't tell what the
second
is.
Love.
Yeah.
It's no. Love.
Third twice. Is... Which I only remember because of your Facebook status.
The fifth one will be twice.
No, love.
It's the last it's the last part of Bond film titles.
Yes.
It's Ball.
Oh, Ball, yes.
No, love, finger ball.
Yes, because as Paul realised and put like the first eight, the last words of the first eight Bond films spell out.
It's a chat up line of a Bond, isn't it? It's like, no finger ball twice, service forever, die.
It fits well. What's the ninth one? I can't remember.
Gun.
Oh right, no, fair enough.
Then it sort of gets like gun. Me, pussy. It goes a bit weird after that. You get the idea. Anyway, final question of the Only Connect round. Okay, what links... Okay, right. First thing is Sergeant. Sergeant is the first thing. You won't get what's fourth, but, you know, you might as well guess. Next one's Nurse, I'll tell you that. And then Teacher. It's the fourth carry-on film. It's Constable. I can't believe you didn't know all of the carry-on films that you've been...
I was thinking about that.
December! Yay. The last, the deciding round, because it's literally neck and neck. Okay, whose Christmas am I talking about in each case? Because December's the month of Christmas, you see?
It is.
So what I want to know is, okay, slightly different things. I'll give you a choice in each round, okay? Who got his wings at Christmas? Clarence Oddbody or Hans Gruber? Who got their wings?
Oh, I don't know what his name is.
Clarence Oddbody.
Clarence Oddbody, because he's the angel in It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a wonderful
Hans Gruber wished he had wings, because he was
He should have jumped rugby.
Exactly. Clearly. Who had the most Christmas dinners? Kevin McAllister or Brad McVie? Or Brad McVie, I'm not quite sure what you're saying.
I'm guessing this probably has a four Christmas... Oh, no, Kevin McAllister is Macaulay Culkin. I don't think he had any.
Yeah, exactly.
So probably the other guy.
Brad,
yeah, he had four Christmas dinners.
Oh, that was the four
Christmas dinners. Well done, Jen. You're getting that right. If we can have a watch on what you're saying. Just saying Brad quicker than you. Very good. Who's the nicest fake Santa?
Me.
Well done. Willie T. Stokes or Scott Calvin?
I'm fairly sure Scott Calvin, because I think Willie T. Stokes was bad Santa.
Yeah. Scott Calvin's the Santa Claus.
Oh.
Penultimate question. Which Santa Claus is rated the worst movie? Okay.
Ooh.
Santa with Muscles from 1996 or Santa Claus Conquers the Martians from 1964? Ooh. I will tell you they are both in the bottom 50 rated IMDb
movies.
I'm going
to say Santa with Muscles.
I'll go the other one then.
Santa with Muscles is the worst rated. It's got 2.1 out of 10.
Wow.
Santa Claus Conquers the Martians is a veritable masterpiece at 2.3 out of 10. So, yeah. Final question then. Who got more Christmas presents? Baby Brian Cohen or Billy Ray Valentine? Who got more Christmas presents?
Brian Cohen. I know the name Billy Ray Valentine. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, Billy Ray Valentine was in Trading Places and he got a lot of Christmas presents because he was the rich fella. He became rich. Brian Cohen got no Christmas presents because all the three wise men came in and punched his mother to get the presents and give them back to Jesus. In the
life of Brian.
So I can conclude at the end of the quiz that the winner is the quiz.
Quiz.
I think you're the winner.
The art of questioneering has
coming up with
that
all
is true.
These questions.
Because you've done all the work and we just
frankly, it was really worth it, to be honest.
Well done,
it was.
I don't want your applause. Don't want your sympathy.
Getting it anyway.
Thank you. Well done, everybody. And happy Christmas.
Happy New Year.
We'll be back another time with
With more stuff.
Things and stuff.
Right? Yes.
Yes!
Until then.
Yay.
Bring it on.
Bye.
Bye!
Oh, dear.